Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win 2 tickets to Jeff Lynne's ELO, the Over and Out Tour. We also have tickets to go see Chris Brown at Capital One Arena. That's coming up at 8:45. But wanted to talk about some reports from Albert Breer. He was on TV yesterday, and he said what he's hearing more and more is that the Commanders will select Jaden Daniels
some
at
leaks.
Number 2.
Some leaks.
Who's he hearing it from?
Yeah.
He didn't say. He's got sources, but this is not.
Is he just reading Mel Kiper's draft board?
I don't think so. This is not some wackadoo. Albert Breer is usually plugged in, and I don't think he makes things up. It could be wrong. Could be a smokescreen.
Wasn't he also Ron's like personal mouthpiece? Like
a lot of people said that.
He was Ron's guy, or Ron was his guy, vice versa.
Yeah, maybe he's getting it from Ron.
I mean, he's being vague when he says he's asking around, but I guarantee he's talking to some people.
And it's not a stretch. Probably, I would say 50%, maybe even more of the mock drafts have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, probably.
The other 50%, Drake May. So
this is pretty telling on BetMGM right now.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels is -175 to be the second overall pick.
And that's probably, those odds have changed over the last couple of
weeks. Drake May is at +140.
Yeah.
And the rest are super long shots. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb are both at +2,000.
Let's see what FanDuel has.
J.J. McCarthy at +2,500. Joe Alt, thankfully, at +15,000.
And it makes more sense now because of the Mariota signing to me.
People disputed that right away.
I know, but just he can be really good at kind of helping Daniels in practice at how to, you know, what he's looking for in that whole RPO and the dual threat ability. I don't know. It just makes more sense to me. But I don't know. Could be totally wrong.
That's what some people speculated.
Mel Kiper's mock draft 3.0 has them selecting Jaden Daniels. Matt Miller, who's a scout for ESPN.com, says, look, people have been connecting the dots. Says Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator and has a history with quarterbacks. He was Patrick Mahomes' head coach. We know this at Texas Tech before moving to the NFL and selecting Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals. Two different types of prospects coming out of college, but Matt Miller believes Daniels is a mixture of the two. He says, I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit of a combination of those two in terms of what you're getting as a prospect coming out of college, not who he's going to be. Some of that ability is going to fit great in this scheme.
Look, he'd be the most exciting. That guy will juice this fan base more than anybody that's possible for you to draft. Maybe. I actually wonder if they selected Marvin Harrison Jr., if the fan base wouldn't go crazy. They probably would. But I think he'll have more of an impact, obviously, being quarterback.
He adds on that he believes the rushing will be more of what Washington needs. He says the downfield passing ability with Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin is exactly what Jaden Daniels needs from an offensive coordinator. 22 touchdowns, 0 picks on passes over 20 yards this year.
Mm-hmm.
Over 1,200 yards rushing in the SEC the last 2 years. He does not turn the ball over, so from a scheme fit, it is perfect for Washington.
It seems like the big question mark with Daniels is not the deep ball. It's the short and intermediate and more specifically over the middle type of passes
that
he may struggle with.
Those are the tougher throws.
Right. So if you feel like you've got the downfield passing down, we know he's got the rushing component, and you can work on the short and intermediate. I like the floor of a guy who can rush for probably 10 touchdowns if he stays healthy as a rookie.
Yeah.
As a rookie quarterback.
You're always going to be concern, partial to the dual threat
always.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's my thing.
The other concern is something we were talking about yesterday, which was that pressure to sack percentage being pretty high that our pal Zach Kruger sent us. Is he and his frame. That's the other thing. I mean, do you want to roll the dice at a guy who takes these big hits? Can he teach it out of him? Maybe. But he's been taking big hits.
Maybe he gains 10 or 12 pounds.
Yeah, but that'll he can't help. Change his frame.
No, you're right.
He's got that narrow, you know, he probably got like a 4-inch drop. That's silly.
But maybe
that narrow frame.
Maybe he's learning, or he's going to avoid hits. I mean, you know, in the pocket getting sacked, it's one thing. But when you're out there running, trying to gain 15 yards, all right.
I mean, he's
got your ass on the ground.
He's got by far the worst on this list of the last, you know, 5 or 6 years or so of guys in college, their pressure to sack. I mean, it's 24.49. I mean, that's a quarter of the time he's pressured, he sacked. Versus a guy like Penix, it's like 5% is what? Like 1 in 20? Like one is, I mean, you know, it's just
Penix
totally
gets rid
different.
Of the ball. I do think, I've said it all along, I think Jaden Daniels will have the more immediate impact. He's played a lot more college football than Drake May. He was in the toughest conference. He obviously takes care of the ball. If you look at the touchdown to interception ratio, he'll be able to run. But I saw this really detailed analysis. There's a million of these guys who look at film. So it was one of these guys that looked at film. And his claim was he looked at 7 games of Caleb Williams, 7 games of Drake May, and 7 games of Jaden Daniels. And he looked at every throw, every situation, and his knock on Jaden really was the pocket presence and kind of this, like what we're talking about, the shorter gimme throws. And his praise of Drake May was, and he did say that Drake May has a lot of things that he maybe has to polish. But he said even more than Caleb Williams, he charted more elite throws from Drake May than the other two. Now, he ranked them. This one donk ranked them Caleb 1, Drake May 2, Jaden 3.
How does he define elite?
Everybody's got their own stat, right?
I think PFF it was just like deep balls or tight window throws.
PFF has big-time throws.
Yeah.
Similar stat.
But he...
Look,
but he still
I've been
Caleb
saying this for
one.
Weeks. Eye the beholder.
Well, and also what's available.
I mean, well, but I'm in terms of just those two guys.
Yeah. And it's also like Peters may look at May and say he's going to be better 3 or 4 years down the line. But Dan Quinn may be in his ear saying,
yeah, this guy can help
I'd
us
like a guy who's going to step
tomorrow.
In from day one and be a starter in 2024, not a guy who – I can rely on mid-2025 in May.
I would assume, barring injury, they'll all improve and get better, right?
You would hope. The other thing is Kingsbury. How big of a voice does he have, and what quarterback does he truly
prefer?
He
likes mobility, I know
which
that.
Which one is the better fit? What Matt Miller is saying is Jaden Daniels is the perfect fit for the Commanders' offense. What we've heard from Dan Quinn and then Kingsbury is, at least my interpretation, my interpretation is they want more explosive plays, like more big plays, not necessarily just nickel and diming you down the field. And maybe Jaden Daniels, when you look at those stats of over 20, again, passes over 20 yards this year, 22 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Maybe that's what they want, that home run potential.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerns me about Kingsbury, he definitely knows offense. But, and I know this for a fact, when he was the head coach at Arizona, when he had quarterback meetings, they were very short.
Yes, with the quickness.
They weren't hour and a half, 2 hour meetings.
Yeah,
they were
very efficient.
They were 15, 20 minutes, get bada bing, bada boom, and out.
That doesn't mean he's stupid, though.
I'm not saying he's stupid.
Yeah.
I just hope that changes.
The concerning thing for me about the Jaden Daniels long ball proficiency is he's throwing the ball to two guys who are probably going to be picked in the top 20 of this draft. And if he comes here, he's got good talent to work with in McLaurin and Dotson, and maybe they add another wideout. But that would concern me that he's throwing to Neighbors and Brian Thomas Jr., and those guys are super freaks who could just get behind defenses. He throws the ball up. They run underneath it. It worked. Is that skill set going to translate into the next level? Probably will, but I'd have some questions there.
I also believe this could be a smokescreen.
Right.
Nobody really knows what Adam Peters is thinking. Now, maybe Albert Breer has somebody on the inside that has heard something, but they haven't done the pro days yet. There's still a lot of time.
Can we find a mole inside the Commander's building that's going to give us some skinny? Can somebody develop a source or a mole?
We don't have any.
Inside of this park.
They'll kick my ass
out. Time I check.
I come to the front door. They're asking me to leave ASAP.
800-636-1067. You want to call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What do you make of these reports? Albert Breer says Commanders are leaning towards Jaden Daniels. Matt Miller tells you he's the perfect fit for the Commanders. I do think most of our fan base prefer Daniels over May.
Yep.
Oh, they'll be so fired
up. I think it's
up.
Overwhelming.
It'll be so exciting. Like, I think
based on the calls
we've
taken over the last 3 weeks, month, it's overwhelming. I think it's Daniels.
I mean, don't you think the games are kind of like must-watch with him?
I just hope that they hit this. They got to hit this one.
I have no idea if he's going to hit, though.
I know
he'll be butt excited.
I mean, if we could predict the future, we'd be billionaires. But they've got to be able to hit this one.
All right, let's go to Ron in Poolsville. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Are you buying what Ian Rappaport is selling?
It's Breer.
Oh, it's Albert Breer. I'm sorry.
Breer, yeah.
That they're leaning Jaden Daniels. If we're able to sneak in to Adam Peters' office, and he had his big board behind him, like Charlie Casserly did back in the day, would Jaden Daniels be at the top of their list? Let's go to Ron, Poolsville. Ron, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while. Sure glad to do it.
What's up? Thanks, man.
If I was a GM of the Commanders, the thing that would set Jaden Daniels apart for me is the fact that he can make plays off schedule. And if you look around the NFL, you see guys, you know who they are, that can all run when the pocket breaks down. And our pocket is going to break down quite a bit next year and the year after until they shore up this offensive line. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it through free agency, which means you're going to have some rookies in some pretty key positions along that offensive line. And I just think that would make – you don't want to bring a guy in here with all this potential and then have him get hurt a la RG3 because he doesn't know how to slide. So they got to teach him how to do that. But the fact is he can get you a first down on 3rd and 7, which they're going to be in a lot.
Well, you can also take it to the house anytime.
That's right. That's right. And so that would set him apart. I think you can with Kingsbury, you can coach that short to medium game. But he's got the skills, and he will put on weight. He will. So that wouldn't be a factor.
He will, but, man, you should see him in his uniform, like with the shoulder pads and everything. He just looks like a little kid.
I understand.
Slight of frame.
Yeah.
I watched Kyle. I watched Chase Daniels. Right? Chase Daniels is the one who's putting out film reports. Mm-hmm. I think it was her. But Chase Daniels' film breakdown of – Drake May, and he seemed to love him.
Mm.
Although he knocked a couple of decisions and throws, but again, it's like, and I've said this now for weeks, it's like the people that prefer May, they're projecting it out. Versus Daniels, it's like the production that he had in college.
Yeah, but I kind of, like we've said
do
before.
You roll
but
the
you
dice,
can look at every quarterback in college dice, and say, all right, well, that's a bad throw.
Do you roll the dice, though, on somebody that you think could be better? He may never get better.
I actually don't see how Drake May's ceiling could be higher than Jaden Daniels' ceiling. I think Jaden Daniels...
They just think he can make...
because of the running?
I think the processing, they think he's a better processor of going through it. And they look at... Chase Daniels brought up the fact that his offensive line, he was constantly under pressure, and his receivers didn't have separation. So they're trying to – it's hard to have a level playing field, but they're basically saying that he would be better – all things being equal.
Look, he may end up being better, but I feel like both of them, if you put them both together, Jaden Daniels' ceiling is higher because I think they could both be great passers, and then he's got elite running ability that Drake May can run, but not like that.
So yeah, but if it's just tools, but if it's just tools, then Joe Milton would be number one. You know what I mean?
No, but he's just talking about the explosiveness of
the explosiveness of Daniels. Just makes him, he's got a higher end. He's got a higher top end.
Tilts it in his favor.
Yeah. I mean, even if Drake May's a better passer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't need to be the best athlete. Patrick Mahomes isn't the best athlete.
I'm not saying you do. But Pat Holmes is very elusive.
He's athletic enough where when things break down, and we've seen it 1,000 times.
He does it all the time.
He's very effective at picking up
Drake
first
May is
downs.
Not a bad athlete or an average athlete.
No. He's a great athlete. I've seen him leap over guys.
Take a look at him against Virginia Tech in his first year starting. He leaps over two defenders against Tech.
Yeah, right, got to take a break.
I mean, that's,
if you look at the still photos of that, it's absurd.
No, he's way up there. Yeah.
800-636-1067.
Now,
come
he can't
back.
Run a 4-3. But he's an athlete.
You don't have to. Neither can Pat Mahomes.
We'll come back, take your calls next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.